Okay, Rabbi Isai, what we're going to be doing, Be'ez Hashem, on Thursday nights, during the summer months, we're going to be discussing the inyanim of Shmir Senayim, to try to give chizik in Shmir Senayim, to try to give etzas in Shmir Senayim, try to understand the severity of Shmir Senayim. You know, Shmir Senayim is not something that people have that much tutelage in. They don't have that much direction, because I think there's two reasons. One reason is because back in the day, there wasn't as anywhere near the type of problem of Shmir Senayim that we have. It's important for us to know this and to understand that Shmir Senayim, the challenges that we face in Shmir Senayim, is relatively new. It's not like everyone always had these problems. But nowadays, the problems it's gone to a whole different level. I was listening once to Reb Shlomo Freifeld, Zecher Tzadik L'Kodesh L'Brach, and is describing what it was like, you know, by the beach in New York. He said people went to the beach. After they went to the beach, they'd get dressed and they'd walk on the go on the boardwalk in clothing. No one would go on the boardwalk in shorts. No one would go on the boardwalk with the shirt open even. He said, you want to walk amongst society, civilization, not dressed? I heard from Mayor Stearns on Zayin Gesund that actually there's a law that your person's not allowed to, it's technically illegal for a person to be walking around in the streets without a shirt on, to be walking in shorts. It's illegal in New York. That's hilarious. But in theory, once upon a time, that was accepted in New York. In New York, back in the day, no one walked. If you're in the beach, you're in the beach. But when you're walking on the street, a person walks dressed, fully clothed, not even a shirt open. That's what Rabbi Freifeld was talking about. Now, people wear their shirts all open. Everyone's shirts is open. But back in the day, a person had his shirt was buttoned. Even we're talking about goyim. So you walked down the streets. You didn't see the type of exposure that we have. The exposure is just mind-boggling. That we're the things that we see. They didn't have pictures of. If people weren't walking, you know, with anything revealed, so the pictures, the billboards, nothing had anyone being revealed. When we walk in the airport, we should have to like watch. It's impossible. They have these huge pictures of people that are, you know, barely wearing clothing and like holding on to each other and all this like this garbage that it's almost impossible for us not to. It's like we deal with nisyonos they never ever dealt with. I heard once, I don't remember who I heard this from. I don't remember. I'm sorry. And I try to, someone could help me and remind me of it. Said that, what was it like in Radin? A person walked in the street in Radin. What did he expose himself to? You know, back in the times of the Chofetz Chaim. What was he exposed to? He walked in the streets in Radin. He was exposed to muddy roads and a few communists. That's what it was. Muddy roads and a few communists. They didn't have in Radin this type of pritzos, hefkeros, all this terrible stuff we're dealing with. So it was never part of the curriculum. It was never part of anything that people weren't, we weren't taught how to deal with it. We weren't necessarily given the tools. And it's important for a person, Chofetz Chaim writes in Shmir Salashin, if a person doesn't know, you know, what to do, what you can say, what you can't say, just give up. It's like, okay, you know. Like someone once said to me, he says, I don't have a problem with Shmir Senayim in Manhattan. There is no Shmir Senayim in Manhattan. It's not a problem. It just doesn't exist. In other words, I gave up. He gave up. If you give up, so then, but if you know how to deal with it, if you have the tools, the weapons of war, and how to deal with this, we can deal with these things. It's dealable. It's doable. Even in our generation. So we have to understand, we have to get background in what we're talking about, Bechlal. What is Shmir Senayim? How important is Shmir Senayim? Some people say, look, I do the big ones, you know what I mean? I do the important things. Shmir Senayim is for the big tzaddikim. You know, I got other things to work on. We'll see, this whole Sefer, Taras HaKodesh, this Sefer, Shmir Emunah Rebbe, which, by the way, a lot of the Rosh Hashivas very much were Meshabeach the Sefer and had this read the Sefer consistently. I'm talking about the Briskerov of Chazanish, if I'm not mistaken. This whole Sefer is dedicated to teaching people to appreciate the importance of Shmir Senayim. So we're going to discuss little pieces, and I want to do it very, very short. I just want to give you a couple of minutes a week. because I don't want to like overbear, and I just want you to. I want to start this week just talking about like appreciating what Shmiras Anayim can do for us. Next week, Beis Hashem, I want to speak a little bit more hard facts. In other words, you could talk about like nice, you know, ideas, theories, but there are halachas about Shmiras Anayim. It's black and white halachas. It's something that's defined. How do we deal with Shmiras Anayim? We'll talk about that next week, Beis Hashem, hopefully. Next week is Thursday night is Lag BaOmer, right? Yeah, but we do it because we're not leaving till 11, so we won't be able to do it. Amar HaBori Yis'ale. This is from Maimer Pigam Einaim Sefer Taras HaKodesh Shomim Unim Rebbe. Tino B'ni Libcha Li Ve'einayich Derochai Titzorna. Tino B'ni, my son, give Libcha your heart to me. The Pasuk is asking us, we have to give Hashem our hearts. And the Sefer asks, how do we do that? What does that mean, give Hashem our heart? How do we give Hashem our heart? The answer is in the end of the Pasuk. Ve'einayech dirochai titzorna, which is, only look in my ways. If a person wants his heart to be in the right place, so then his eyes have to be looking at the right thing. The eyes are the window to the soul. So if a person's eyes are exposing him to things that are not in Hashem's way, his heart is not there. Now there's a lot of people that wish they would enjoy learning. I would love to enjoy learning. I just don't enjoy it, but I would love to enjoy learning. So how does a person get his heart to be aligned with Hashem? How to get your heart to be in line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Pasuk is telling us, a Pasuk in Mishlei, Ve'einech derochai titzorna. The way you do it is a person has to put his eyes, because Chazal tell us, the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Ayin roye leiv choymeit. Your eye sees and your heart covets, you desire when you see something. So if you would look at good things, that will be what you want. But a person exposes himself and looks at all different types of trash. So that becomes something that he identifies with. His heart's just not in it. And now, he's like fighting against himself to do mitzvahs. It's like a struggle because I feel like I'm drawn to something and my heart is in a different place. I know I should be doing this. This is important. I want to do it, but I lost something else. How did that happen? Because you're feeding all of this through your eyes. What your eye sees, ha'ayin roya v'halev choymed. So, he says, im ha'ayin roya dvarim asurim. If your eyes see things they shouldn't see, v'cho'orim, and also things that are filthy, dirty things, az sholtim al alev, it has control over your heart, shem muchrach alev lahareir ba'aveira. Then the heart is, the person, it's the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, is like, ah, where'd that come from? He's trying to learn, and he's like, I can't. Where are these? A person brought it into, he brought it into his gamut. He made it a part of his life. If a person wouldn't expose himself to that, and we'll talk, if a person wants to, about how to like get rid of it once it's there. It's not easy. But how to do that? But these things happen against his will because he looked at it. Now, Vihine, this will close, we're keeping it short. Vihine, Achai, Ahuvai, my brother. Being that there's many of the people, and amongst them even people that learn a lot. This is Chasidus, this is for the pious, special holy Jews. We're going to quote from classic sources. Rambam, Tur, Smag, Smak, Charedim, Rishonim, from Piskei Halacha. Let's see the facts. Let's get the facts straight about Shmiras Halashon, Shmiras Einayim. About what is black on white issues? And then we have to figure out, okay, you know, we've got work to do. Bezrat Hashem, we're going to continue with that hopefully next week.